Introduction to Good Taste. In late 1975, Alan Bechtold, who ran a small semi-professional publishing outfit he called Apocalypse Press, wanted to put out a series of limited printings of individual science fiction stories, especially written for the purpose. After 1 year, all rights would revert to the author. I was intrigued by the proposition, and in January 1976 wrote Good Taste, which frankly pleased me a great deal. It seemed to me I had worked out a fascinating social background. Bechtold published the story, but others who had promised to deliver stories did not do so, and the project failed, alas. Nevertheless, once the year was up, I submitted the story to George Sithers, for my own magazine had just started, and it appeared in the fall 1977, Asimov. Story 8. Good Taste. 1. It was quite happened. The family would not have been disgraced, and the world of Gammer would not have been stunned and horrified, if Chalker Minor had not made the Grand Tour. It wasn't exactly illegal to make the Grand Tour, but on Gammer, at least, it was not really socially acceptable. Elder Chalker had been against it from the start, to do him justice, but then Lady Chalker took the side of her minor, and mothers are, at times, not to be withstood. Chalker was her second child, both of them sons, as it happened, and she would have no more, of course, so it was not surprising that she doted on him. Her younger son had wanted to see the other worlds of the orbit, and had promised to stay away no longer than a year. She had wept and worried and gone into a tragic decline, and then finally had dried her eyes and spoken stiffly to Elder Chalker, and Chalker Minor had gone. Now he was back, 1 year to the day. He was always a young man to keep his word, besides which the elder's support would have ceased the day after, never fear. And the family made holiday. Elder wore a new black glossy shirt, but would not permit the prim lines of his face to relax, nor would he stoop to ask for details. He had no interest whatever, in the other worlds with their strange ways and with their primitive browsing. No better than the ways on Earth, of which Gammer people never spoke. He said, "Your complexion is dirtied and spoiled, Chalker Minor." The use of the full name showed his displeasure. Chalker laughed, and the clear skin of his rather thin face crinkled. "I stayed out of the sun as much as I could, Elder Mine, but the other worlders would not always have it so." Lady Chalker would have none of that either. She said warmly, "It isn't dirtied at all, Elder. It breathes a warmth." "Of the sun," grumbled Elder, "and it would be next that he would be grubbing in the filth they have there." "No farming for me, Elder. That's hard work. I visited the fungus vats at times, though." Chalker Major, older than Minor by 3 years, wider of face, heavier of body, but otherwise of close resemblance, was torn between envy at his younger brothers having seen different worlds of the orbit, and revulsion at the thought of it. He said, "Did you eat their prime, Minor?"
"I had to eat something," said Chalker Minor. "Of course, there were your packages, Lady Mine. Life savors sometimes."
"I suppose," said Elder Chalker with distaste. "Fair. Who can tell the filth that found its way into it?"
"Come now, Elder Mine." Chalker Minor paused, as though attempting to choose words, then shrugged. "Well, it held body and soul together. One got used to it. I won't say more than that. But, Elder Lady Mine, I'm so glad to be home. The lights are so warm and gentle."
"You've had enough of the sun, I take it," said Elder. "But you would go. Well, welcome back to the inner world, with light and warmth under our control, locked away from the patch and blaze of sunshine. Welcome back to the womb of the people, as the saying goes."
"Yet I'm glad I went," said Chalker Minor. 8 different worlds, you know. It gives you a view you don't have otherwise."
And would be better off not having, said Elder.
I'm not sure about that, said Chalker Minor, and his right upper eyelid trembled just slightly as he looked at Major. Chalker Major's lips compressed, but he said nothing. 2. It was a feast. Anyone would have had to admit that, and in the end it was Chalker Minor himself who had been the greediest to begin, who was the first to push away. He had no choice. Lady would else have kept on supplying him with samples out of what seemed to be a bottomless larder. Lady mine, he said affectionately, my tongue wearies. I can no longer taste anything.
You not taste? Said Lady. What kind of niffling story is that? You have the skill of the Grand Elder himself. At the age of 6, you were already a gustator. We had endless proofs of that. There was not an additive you could not detect, even when you could not pronounce them right.
Taste buds blunt when not used, said Elder Chalker darkly. And jogging the other worlds can utterly spoil a man.
Yes, well, let us see, said Lady. Minor mine, tell your doubting elder what you have eaten.
In order, said Chalker Minor.
Yes. Show him you remember.
Chalker Minor closed his eyes. It's scarcely a fair test, he said. I so relished the taste I did not pause to analyze it, and it's been so long.
He has excuses. See, Lady, said Elder.
But I will try, Chalker Minor said hastily. In the first place, the prime base for all of them is from the fungus vats of the east section and the 13th corridor within it, I believe, unless great changes have been made in my absence.
No, you are right, said Lady with satisfaction.
And it was expensive, said Elder.
The prodigal returns, said Chalker Major just a bit acidly, and we must have the fatted fungus, as the saying goes. Get the additives, Minor, if you can.
Well, said Chalker Minor, the first dab was strongly spring morning, with added leaves a-freshened, and a touch, not more than a touch, of sparrow sprig.
Perfectly right, said Lady, smiling happily.
Chalker Minor went on with the list, his eyes still closed, his taste memory rolling backward and forward luxuriously over the tang and consistency of the sampling. He skipped the 8 and came back to it. That one, he said, puzzled me. Chalker Major grinned.
Didn't you get any of it?
Of course I did. I got most of it. There was frisking lamb. Not leaping lamb either, frisking, even though it leaned just a little toward leaping.
Come on, don't try to make it hard. That's easy, said Chalker Major. What else?
Green mint, with just a touch of sour mint, both, and a dusting of sparkle blood. But there was something else I couldn't identify.
Was it good? Asked Chalker Major.
Good?
This isn't the day to ask me that. Everything is good. Everything is succulent. And what I can't identify seems very succulent. It's close to hedge bloom, but better.
Better? Said Chalker Major, delighted. It's mine!
What do you mean yours? Said Chalker Minor.
Elder said with stiff approval,
My stay-at-home son has done well while you were gone. He devised a computer program that has designed and produced 3 new life-compatible flavor molecules of considerable promise. Grand Elder Tomas himself has given one of Major's constructions tongue room, the very one you just tasted, flyaway minor mind, and has given it his approval.
Chalker Major said, He didn't actually say anything, Elder mine.
Lady said,
His expression needed no words.
It is good, said Chalker Minor,
rather dashed at having the play taken away from him. Will you be entering for the award?
It has been in my mind, said Shocker Major with an attempt at indifference.
Not with this one. I call it Purple Light, by the way. But I believe I will have something else more worthy of the competition.
Shocker Minor frowned. I had thought that...
Yes?
That I am ready to stretch out and think of nothing.
Come. Half a dab more of Major's construction, Lady Mine, and let's see what I can deduce concerning the chemical structure of his purple light.
3. For a week, the holiday atmosphere in the Chalker household continued. Elder Chalker was well known in Gammer, and it seemed that half the inhabitants of the world must have passed through his section before all had had their curiosity sated and could see with their own eyes that Chalker Minor had returned unscathed. Most remarked on his complexion, and more than one young woman asked if she might touch his cheek, as though the light tan were a layer that could be felt. Chalker Minor allowed the touch with lordly complacence, though Lady disapproved of these forward requests, and said so. Grand Elder Tomas himself came down from his airy, as plump as a gammerman ever permits himself to be, and with no sign that age or white hair had blunted his talents. He was a master gustator, such as Gammer might never have seen before, despite the tales of Grand Elder Farron of half a century ago. There was nothing that Tomas tongued that did not open itself in detail to him. Chalker Minor, who had no great tendency to underrate his own talent, felt no shame in admitting that what he himself had innately could not yet come anywhere near the old man's weight of experience. The Grand Elder, who for nearly 20 years now had governed the annual awards festival by the force of his skill, asked closely after the other worlds, which, of course, he himself had never visited. He was indulgent, though, and smiled at Lady Chalker.
No need to fret, Lady, he said. Young people these days are curious. In my time, we were content to attend to our own cylinder of worth, as the saying goes. But these are new times, and many are making what they call the grand tour. Good, perhaps, to see the other worlds frivolous, sun-drenched, browsive, non-gustational, without a taste bud to content themselves with. It makes one appreciate the eldest brother, as the saying goes.
Grand Elder Tomas was the only gammerman whom Chalker Minor had ever heard actually speak of Gammer as the eldest brother, although you could find it often enough in the video cassette. It had been the third colony to be founded in the moon's orbit, back in the pioneering years of the 21st century. But the first two, Alpha and Beta, had never become ecologically viable. Gammer had. Chalker Minor said with tactful caution, "The other world people never tired of telling me how much the experience of Gammer meant to all the worlds that were founded afterward. All had learned, they said, from Gammer."
Tomas beamed.
Certainly, certainly. Well said.
Chalker Minor said with even greater caution, "And yet such is self-love, you understand, Grand Elder, that a few thought they had improved on Gammer."
Grand Elder Tomas puffed his breath out through his nose.
"Never breathe through your mouth any more than you can help," he would say over and over again, for that blunts the gustator's tongue, and fixed Chalker with his deep blue eyes that looked the bluer for the snow-white eyebrows that curved above them.
Improved in what way? Did they suggest a specific improvement?
Chalker Minor, skating over thin ice, and aware of Elder Chalker's awful frown, said softly,
"In matters that they value. I gather I am not a proper judge of such things, perhaps."
"In matters that they value? Did you find a world that knows more about food chemistry than we do?"
"No, certainly not, Grand Elder. None concern themselves with that, as far as I could see. They all rely on our findings. They admit it openly.
Grand Elder Tomas grunted.
They can rely on us to know the effects and side effects of 100,000 molecules, and each year to study, define, and analyze the effects of 1,000 more. They rely on us to work out the dietary needs of elements and vitamins to the last syllable. Most of all, they rely on us to work out the art of taste to the final, most subtly convoluted touch. They do so, do they not?
They admit all this without hesitation.
And where do you find computers more reliable and more complex than ours?
As far as our field is concerned, nowhere.
And what prime did they serve?
With heavy humor, he added.
Or did they expect a young gamin to browse?
No, Grand Elder, they had prime. On all the worlds I visited, they had prime. And on all those I did not visit, I was told, there was also prime. Even on the world where prime was considered fit chiefly for the lower classes. Tomas reddened.
Idiot,
he muttered. Different worlds, different ways, said Chalker Minor, rather hurriedly. But even then, Grand Elder, prime was popular when something was needed that was convenient, inexpensive, and nourishing. And they got their prime from us. All of them had a fungal strain brought originally from Gammer.
Which strain?
Strain A5, said Chalker Minor apologetically. It's the sturdiest, they said, and the most energy-sparing.
And the coarsest, said Tomas with satisfaction. And what flavor additives?
Very few, said Chalker Minor. He thought a moment, then said, there was, on Kapper, a place where they had an additive that was popular with the Kapper people, and that had possibilities. Those were not properly developed, however, and when I distributed tastes of what Lady Mine had sent me, they were forced to admit that it was to theirs, as Gammer is to a space pebble.
You had not told me that, said Lady Chalker,
who, till then, had not ventured to interpose comments in a conversation that had the Grand Elder as one of its participants.
The Otherworlders liked my preparation, did they?
I didn't often hand it out, said Chalker Minor. I was too selfish to do it. But when I did, they liked it a great deal, Lady Mine. 4. It was several days before the two brothers managed to find a way of being alone together. Major said, weren't you on key at all? Chalker Minor lowered his voice. I was. Just a couple of days. It was too expensive to stay long.
I have no doubt Elder would not have liked even the 2 days.
I don't intend telling him. Do you?
A witless remark. Tell me about it.
Chalker Minor did, in semi-embarrassed detail, and said finally, the point is, Major, it doesn't seem wrong to them. They don't think anything of it. It made me think that perhaps there is no real right and wrong. What you're used to, that's right. What you're not used to, that's wrong.
Try telling that to Elder.
What he thinks is right and what he is used to are precisely the same. You'll have to admit that.
What difference does it make what I admit?
Elder thinks that all rights and wrongs were written down by the makers of Gammer, and that it's all in a book of which there is only one copy, and we have it. So that all the other worlds are wrong forever. I'm speaking metaphorically, of course.
I believed that too, Major, metaphorically. But it shook me up to see how calmly those other world people took it. I could watch them browse.
A spasm of distaste crossed Major's face. Animals, you mean?
It doesn't look like animals when they browse on it. That's the point.
You watch them kill and dissect that...
No, hastily. I just saw it when it was all finished. What they ate looked like some kinds of prime, and it smelled like some kinds of prime. I imagine it tasted.
Chalker Major twisted his expression to one of extreme revulsion, and Chalker Minor said defensively,
But browsing came first, you know. On Earth, I mean. And it could be that, when Prime was first developed on Gammer, it was designed to imitate the taste of browse food.
I prefer not to believe that, said Chalker Major.
What you prefer doesn't matter.
Listen, said Chalker Major. I don't care what they browse. If they ever got the chance to eat real Prime, not strain A5, but the fatted fungus, as the saying goes, and if they had the sophisticated additives, and not whatever primitive trash they use, they would eat forever and never dream of browsing. If they could eat what I have constructed, and will yet construct.
Chalker Minor said wistfully, Are you really going to try for the award, Major?
Chalker Major thought for a moment, then said, I think I will, Minor. I really will. Even if I don't win, I eventually will. This program I've got is different. He grew excited. It's not like any computer program I've ever seen or heard of. And it works. It's all in the... But he pulled himself up sharply and said uneasily, I hope, Minor, you don't mind if I don't tell you about it. I haven't told anyone. Chalker Minor shrugged. It would be foolish to tell anyone. If you really have a good program, you can make your fortune. You know that. Look at Grand Elder Tomas. It must be 35 years since he developed Corridor Song, and he still hasn't published his path. Chalker Major said, Yes, but there's a pretty good guess as to how he got to it. And it's not really, in my opinion. He shook his head doubtfully in preference to saying anything that might smack of lèse majesté. Chalker Minor said, The reason I asked if you were going to try for the award...
Well?
Is that I was rather thinking of entering myself.
You? You're scarcely old enough.
I'm 22. But would you mind?
You don't know enough, Minor. When have you ever handled a computer?
What's the difference? A computer isn't the answer.
No. What is?
The taste buds.
Hit and miss and taste buds all the way. We all know that song, and I will jump through the zero axis in a bound, too, as the saying goes.
But I'm serious, Major. A computer is only the starting point, isn't it? It all ends with the tongue, no matter where you start.
And, of course, a master gustator like Minor Lad here can do it.
Chalker Minor was not too tanned to flush. Maybe not a master gustator, but a gustator anyway. And you know it. The point is that being away from home for a year, I've gotten to appreciating good Prime and what might be done with it. I've learned enough... Look, Major, my tongue is all I've got. And I'd like to make back the money that Elder and Lady spent on me. Do you object to my entering? Do you fear the competition?
Chalker Major stiffened. He was taller and heavier than Chalker Minor, and he didn't look friendly. There is no competition to fear. If you want to enter, do so, Minor child. But don't come whimpering to me when you're shamed. And I tell you, Elder won't like your making a no-taste batch of yourself, as the saying goes.
Nobody has to win right away. Even if I don't win, I eventually will, as your saying goes. And Chalker Minor turned and left. He was feeling a little huffy himself. 5. Matters trailed off eventually. Everyone seemed to have enough of the tales of the other world. Chalker Minor had described the living animals he had seen for the 50th time, and denied he had seen any of them killed for the 100th. He had painted word pictures of the grain field, and tried to explain what sunshine looked like when it glinted off men and women and buildings and fields through air that turned a little blue and hazy in the distance. He explained for the 200th time that, no, it was not at all like the sunshine effect in the outer viewing rooms of Gammer, which hardly anyone visited anyway. And now that it was all over, he rather missed not being stopped in the corridors. He no longer disliked being a celebrity. He felt a little at a loss as he spun the book film he had grown tired of viewing, and tried not to be annoyed with Lady. He said, "What's the matter, Lady mine? You haven't smiled all day." His mother looked up at him thoughtfully.
"It's distressing to see dissension between Major and Minor."
"Oh, come." Chalker Minor rose irritably and walked over to the air vent. It was Jasmine Day, and he loved the odor and, as always, automatically wondered how he could make it better. It was very faint, of course, since everyone knew that strong floral odors blunted the tongue. "There's nothing wrong, Lady," he said, "with my trying for the award. It's the free right of every Gammer person over 21.
"But it isn't good taste to be competing with your brother."
"Good taste? Why not? I'm competing with everyone. So's he. It's just a detail that we're competing with each other. Why don't you take the attitude that he's competing with me?"
"He's 3 years older than you, Minor mine."
"And perhaps he'll win, Lady mine. He's got the computer. Has Major asked you to get me to drop out?"
"No, he did not. Don't think that of your brother."
Lady spoke earnestly, but she avoided his eyes. Chalker Minor said, "Well, then, he's gone moping after you, and you've learned to tell what he wants without his having to say it. And all because I qualified in the opening round, and he didn't think I would."
"Anyone can qualify," came Chalker Major's voice from the doorway.
Chalker Minor whirled. "Is that the way it is? Then why does it upset you? And why did 100 people fail to qualify?" Chalker Major said, "What some small-taste nitterlings decide means very little, Minor. Wait till it comes to the board." "Since you qualified too, Major, there's no need to tell me how little importance there is to some small-taste nitterlings."
"Young mine," said Lady rather sharply, "stop it. Perhaps we can remember that it is very unusual for both Major and Minor of a single unit to qualify."
Neither ventured to break silence in Lady's presence for a while thereafter, but their scowls remained eloquent. 6. As the days passed, Chalker Minor found himself more and more involved in preparing the ultimate sample of flavored prime that his own taste buds and olfactory area would tell him was to be nothing like anything that had ever rolled across a Gammer tongue before. He took it upon himself to visit the prime vats themselves, where the delectably bland fungi grew out of malodorous waste and multiplied themselves at extraordinary speed under carefully idealized conditions into 3 dozen basic strains, each with its varieties. The master gustator, tasting unflavored prime itself, the fungal unalterate, as the saying went, could be relied on to pin its source down to the section and corridor. Grand Elder Tomas had more than once stated publicly that he could tell the very vat itself and at times the portion of the vat, though no one had ever quite put him to the full test. Chalker Minor did not pretend to the expertise of Tomas, but he lipped and tongued and smacked and nipped till he had decided on the exact strain and variety he wanted, the one which would best blend with the ingredients he was mixing in his mind. "A good gustator," said Grand Elder Tomas, "could combine ingredients mentally and taste the mixture in pure imagination." With Tomas, it might, for all one knew, be merely a statement, but Chalker Minor took it seriously and was sure he could do it. He had rented out space in the kitchen, another expense for poor Elder, although Chalker Minor was making do with less than Major had demanded. Chalker Minor did not repine at having less, for since he was eschewing computers, he didn't require much. Mincers, mixers, heaters, strainers, and the rest of the cookery tools took up little room, and at least he had an excellent hood for the masking and removal of all odors. Everyone knew the horror tales of the gustators who had been given away by a single sniff of odor, and then found that some creative mixture was in the common domain before they could bring it before the board. To steal someone else's product might not be, as Lady would say, in good taste,
But it was done, and there was no legal recourse. The signal light flashed, in a code sufficiently well known. It was Elder Chalker. Chalker Minor felt the thrill of guilt he had felt as a child, when he had pilfered dabs of prime reserved for guests. "One moment, Elder Mine," he sang out, and in a flurry of activity, set the hood on high, closed the partition, swept his ingredients off the tabletop and into the bin, then stepped out and closed the door quickly behind him. "I'm sorry, Elder Mine," he said with an attempt at lightness, "but gustatorship is paramount."
"I understand," said Elder stiffly,
though his nostrils had flared momentarily, as though he would have been glad to catch that fugitive whiff.
"But you've scarcely been at home lately. Scarcely more so than when you were at your space folly, and I must come here to speak to you."
"No problem, Elder. We'll go to the lounge." The lounge was not far away, and fortunately it was empty. Elder's sharp glances this way and that made the emptiness seem fortunate for him, and Chalker Minor sighed inaudibly. He would be lectured, he knew. Elder said at last,
"Minor, you are my son, and I will do my duty toward you. My duty does not consist, however, of no more than paying your expenses and seeing to it that you have a fair start in life. There is also the matter of reproval in good time. Who wishes fair prime must not stint on foul waste, as the saying goes."
Chalker's eyes had dropped. He, along with his brother, had been among the 30 who had now qualified for the final awarding, to be held just a week in the future. And, unofficial rumor had it, Chalker Minor had done so with a somewhat higher score than Chalker Major had. "Elder," said Chalker Minor, "would you ask me to do less than my best for my brother's sake?" Elder Chalker's eyes blinked in a moment of puzzlement, and Chalker Minor clamped his mouth shut. He had clearly jumped in the wrong direction. Elder said,
"I do not ask you to do less than your best, but rather more than you are doing. Bethink you of the shaming you have inflicted on us in your little onset with Sten's Major last week."
Chalker Minor had, for a moment, difficulty remembering what this could apply to. He had done nothing with Sten's Major at all. A silly young woman, with whom he was perfectly content to confine himself to mere talk, and not very much of that. "Sten, Major? Shaming? How?"
"Do not say you do not remember what you said to her. Sten's Major repeated it to her elder and lady, good friends of our family, and it is now common talk in the section. What possessed you, Minor, to assault the traditions of Gammer?"
"I did not do such a thing. She asked me about my grand tour, and I told her no more than I have told 300 others."
"Didn't you tell her that women should be allowed to go on the grand tour?"
"Oh."
"Yes. Oh."
"But, Elder, what I said was that if she would take the grand tour herself, there would be no need to ask questions. And when she pretended to be shocked at such a suggestion, I told her that, in my opinion, the more Gammer people saw of the other world, the better it would be for all of us. We are too closed a society, in my opinion, and, Elder, I am not the first to say so."
"Yes, I have heard of radicals who have said so, but not in our section, and certainly not in our family. We have endured longer than the other world. We have a stabler and fitter society. We do not have their problems. Is there crime among us? Is there corruption among us?"
"But, Elder, it is at the price of immobility and living death. We're also tied in, so enclosed."
"What can they teach us, these other worlds? Were you not yourself glad to come back to the enclosed and comfortable sections of Gammer, with their corridors lit in the golden light of our own energy?"
"Yes, but, you know, I'm spoiled too. There are many things on the outer world that I would have very much liked to have made myself accustomed to."
And just exactly what, Minor Madman Mine?
Chalker Minor bit back the words. After a pause, he said, Why simply make assertions when I can prove that this particular other world way or that is superior to Gammer fashion? I will produce the proof. Till then, what is the use of just talking?
You have already been talking idly without end, Miner, and it has done you so little good that we can call what it has done you harm outright. Miner, if you have any respect left for me after your grand tour, which lady yours wheedled out of me against my will, Gammer knows, or if you have any regard for the fact that I still deny you nothing that my credit can obtain for you, you will keep your mouth shut henceforward. Think not that I will halt at sending you away, if you shame us. You may then continue on your grand tour for as long as the orbit lasts, and be no son of mine thereafter.
Chalker Minor said in a low voice, As you say, Elder, from this moment on, unless I have evidence, I will say nothing.
Since you will never have evidence, said Elder grimly, I will be satisfied if you keep your word.
7. The annual finals was the greatest holiday occasion, the greatest social event, the greatest excitement of any sort in the course of the year. Each one of the 30 dishes of elegantly flavored prime had been prepared. Each one of the 30 judges would taste each dish at intervals long enough to restore the tongue. It would take all day. In all honesty, Gammer people had to admit that the nearly 100 winners who had taken their prize and acclaim in Gammer history had not all turned out dishes that had entered the great menu as classics. Some were forgotten, and some were now considered ordinary. On the other hand, at least 2 of Gammer's all-time favorites, combinations that had been bestsellers in restaurants and homes for 2 decades, had been also ran in the years in which they had entered the contest. Black Velvet, whose odd combination of chocolate warm and cherry blossom had made it the standard sweet, did not even make it to the finals. Chalker Minor had no doubt of the outcome. He was so confident that he found himself in continual danger of being bored. He kept watching the faces of the individual judges, as every once in a while one of them would scoop up a trifle from one of the dishes and place it on his tongue. There was a careful blankness to the expression, a heavy-lidedness to the eye. No true judge could possibly allow a look of surprise or a sigh of satisfaction to escape him, certainly not a quiver of disdain. They merely recorded their ratings on the little computer cards they carried. Chalker Minor wondered if they could possibly restrain their satisfaction when they tasted his. In the last week, his mixture had grown perfect, had reached a pinnacle of taste glory that could not be improved on, could not...
Counting your winnings, said Chalker Major in his ear.
Chalker Minor started and turned quickly. Chalker Major was dressed entirely in platinum. It gleamed beautifully. Chalker Minor said, Come, Major Mine, I wish you the best. I really do. I want you to place as high as possible.
2nd place if you win, right?
Would you refuse 2nd place if I win?
You can't win. I've checked somewhat. I know your strain of prime. I know your ingredients.
Have you spent any time on your own work? All this time you've been playing detective?
Don't worry about me. It didn't take long to learn that there is no way you can combine your ingredients into anything of value.
You checked that with the computer, I suppose.
I did.
Then how did I get into the finals, I wonder? Perhaps you don't know all there is to know about my ingredients. Look, Major... The number of effective combinations of even a few ingredients is astronomical, if we consider the various possible proportions, and the possible treatments before and after mixing, and the order of mixing, and the...
I don't need your lecture, Miner.
Then you know that no computer in existence has been programmed into the complexity of a clever tongue. Listen, you can add some ingredients in amounts so small as to be undetectable, even by tongue, and yet add a cast of flavor that represents a marked change.
They teach you that in the other world, youngling?
I learned that for myself. And Chalker Minor walked away before he could be goaded into talking too much. 8. There was no question that Grand Elder Tomas this year, as in a large number of previous years, held the judging committee in the hollow of his tongue, as the saying went. He looked up and down the long table at which all the judges had now taken their seat, in order of precedence, with Tomas himself right in the middle. The computer had been fed. It had produced the result. There was complete silence in the room where the contestants, their friends, and their families sat, waiting for glory and, failing that, for at least the consolation of being able to taste all the contesting samples. The rest of Gammer, possibly without exception, watched by holo video. There would, after all, be additional batches made up for a week of feasting, and the general opinion did not always match that of the judges either, though that did not affect the prize winning. Tomas said,
I do not recall an awarding in which there was so little doubt as to the computer decision, or such general agreement.
There was a nodding of heads, and smiles, and looks of satisfaction. Chalker Minor thought,
they look sincere,
not as if they're just going along with the Grand Elder, so it must be mine. Tomas said,
it has been my privilege this year to taste a dish more subtle, more tempting, more ambrosial than anything I have ever in all my time and experience tasted. It is the best. I cannot imagine it being bettered.
He held up the computo card.
The win is unanimous, and the computer was needed only for the determination of the order of the runners-up. The winner is...
Just that pause for effect, and then, to the utter surprise of everyone but the winner...
Chalker Minor, for his dish entitled Mountain Cap. Young man.
Chalker Minor advanced for the ribbon, the plaque, the credits, the handshake, the recording, the beaming, and the other contestants received their numbers in the list. Chalker Major was in 5th place. 9. Grand Elder Tomas sought out Chalker Minor after a while and tucked the young man's arm into his elbow.
Well, Chalker Minor, it is a wonderful day for you and for all of us. I did not exaggerate. Your dish was the best I've ever tongued. And yet, you leave me curious and wondering. I identified all the ingredients, but there was no way in which their combination could produce what was produced. Would you be willing to impart your secret to me? I would not blame you if you refused, but in the case of an accomplishment so towering by one so young to...
I don't mind telling you, Grand Elder. I intend to tell everybody. I told my elder that I would say nothing till I had proof. You supplied that proof.
What?
Said Tomas blankly.
What proof?
The idea for the dish occurred to me, actually, on the Otherworld Capper, which is why I called it Mountain Cap, in tribute. I used ordinary ingredients, Grand Elder, carefully blended. All but one. I suppose you detected the garden tang?
Yes, I did, but there was a slight modification there, I think, that I did not follow. How did the other world you speak of affect matters?
Because it was not garden tang, Grand Elder, not the chemical. I used a complicated mixture for the garden tang, a mixture of whose nature I cannot be entirely certain. Tomas frowned portentously.
You mean, then, you cannot reproduce this dish?
I can reproduce it. Be certain of that, Grand Elder. The ingredient to which I refer is garlic. Tomas said impatiently,
"That is only the vulgar term for mountain tang."
"Not mountain tang. That is a known chemical mixture. I am speaking of the bulb of the plant." Grand Elder Tomas's eyes opened wide, and so did his mouth. Chalker Minor continued enthusiastically. "No mixture can duplicate the complexity of a growing product, Grand Elder, and on Capra they have grown a particularly delicate variety which they use in their prime. They use it incorrectly, without any appreciation of its potentiality. I saw at once that a true gamma person could do infinitely better, so I brought back with me a number of the bulbs and used them to good advantage. You said it was the best dish of prime you had ever rolled tongue over, and if there is any better evidence than that for the value of opening our society, then—" But he dwindled to a stop at last, and stared at Tomas with surprise and alarm. Tomas was backing away rapidly. He said, in a gargling voice,
"A growth? From the dirt? I've eaten?"
The Grand Elder had often boasted that such was the steadiness of his stomach that he had never vomited, not even in infancy. And certainly, no one had ever vomited in the Great Hall of Judgment. The Grand Elder now set a precedent in both respects. 10. Chalker Minor had not recovered. He would never recover. If it were exile that Elder Chalker had pronounced, so be it. He would never return. Elder had not come to see him off. Neither had Major, of course. It didn't matter. Chalker Minor swore inwardly that he would make out, somehow, without their help, if it meant serving on Capper as a cook. Lady was there, however, the only one in all the field to see him off, the only one to dare accept the non-person he had become. She shivered and looked mournful, and Chalker Minor was filled with the desperate desire to justify himself. "Lady mine," he said in a fury of self-pity, "it's unfair. It was the best dish ever made on Gammer. The Grand Elder said so himself, the best. If it had grated bulb in it, that didn't mean the dish was bad. It meant the bulb was good. Don't you see it? Look, I must board the ship. Tell me you see it. Don't you understand it means we must become an open society, learn from others as well as teach others, or we'll wither?" The platform was about to take him up to the ship's entrance. She was watching him sadly, as though she knew she would never see him again. He began the final rise, leaned over the rail. "What did I do wrong, lady mine?" And she said, in a low, distraught voice,
"Can't you see, miner mine, that what you did was not in—"
The clang of the ship's port opening drowned her last two words, and Chalker Minor moved in and put the sight of Gammer behind him forever.